opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Thursday, the 28th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one medical center in Shasta County? And Jared's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And National Day?
National Superhero Day. Both real and fictional.
Well, we have our superhero in the other room right there.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Jared, can you turn my mic up a little bit? There we go. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Well, you know,
Superhero Day.
We can never tell with Linda.
Well, you know, it's good to be back. How is everybody this morning? We had, before we go into the weather, I know Sue mentioned it yesterday on the news, on her program. Wonderful. She does such a wonderful morning show. Talk about news and other good things. But we did that Charlu's pizza throwing, and I know you guys probably talked about it, but that was a fundraiser for Camp Hope. For the teen center, and it was a lot of fun, and it just made me think so much about how we love our community and the local outreach that we have here in our community. And Charlu's, if you've not been there, the food is really, really wonderful. And when you think about, you know, people who care about the ingredients, because we actually had our fingers in order to make the pizza, we had our fingers in how you make up your own pizza. So we each named a pizza. I mean, Carl and I thought we were going to be on a team, but we were all individually made a pizza and put the ingredients on it. We were putting our fingers in trying to create, and it was like beautiful, as if you went to the top market and chopped something up. It was really wonderful ingredients. So I just have to say that, because that really means a lot when you're going out to a restaurant to think, what do they put in this thing? I mean, it's great. Great ingredients.
Yeah, it really cleans your fingers off, too.
So. Might smell like garlic for about 3 days because I overloaded mine with garlic and anchovies.
Well, you said, better go in and wash your hands. And I said, and I looked at you quizzically, and you said, you just got back from the horse. Oh.
No. The horse never smells like garlic. But anyway, okay, so this morning we're going to have Shasta High School on this morning to talk, to sing for us, because of course the musicals are back in full force, and Fiddler on the Roof, you know, if you've not ever been to a high school play, or a musical, they do such a smashing job. So they're going to be on this morning. And then at 8 o'clock we've got really something that I can't wait to hear. Thank you so much, Sue. Dropped in what's happening with Fiddler on the Roof and all the details with that. But 8 o'clock we have the backcountry, there's a name for them.
Backcountry horsemen.
These are the guys that go in and do, where you can't get maybe a helicopter, or you can't get in with it, even an ATV, to get in on horseback and do discovery, research.
Deliver, trout to streams and lakes.
So that's going to be quite interesting. But let's do the weather. 52 degrees currently downtown, but I swear it feels like just one of those beautiful, clear California days. Sunny with a high of 70, mostly clear tonight with 45. Do we love this weather? I wasn't on the air yesterday because I had an opportunity to go out with some friends behind where we board our horse. And because everybody's business owners, everybody's involved, they can only pick a time. So we traded off. And, of course, Trish, if you're wondering where Trish is in Chicago. She's on a wonderful trip. Love the pictures. If you are on Facebook with Trish and you follow Trish, she's seeing wonderful things. So we love we vicariously live through Trish through her travels. But I had a chance to go back into on foot and horseback, to go back, like probably where these guys, the people that are going to come on today, guys and gals, I don't know who, you know, the back country or horsemen, and see some wonderful locations here in Northern California out there in the Palo Cedro area that is still underdeveloped. And it's just wonderful to see.
What was the ravine like? Was it really nice?
Well, it really, I don't, you know, to me when I think of ravine, I had a whole different visual of what it was.
But this was the creek bed that y'all
This reminded me of, I grew up in Pleasant Valley area, which is outside of Pollock Pines, Diamond Springs, and a lot of, you know, manzanita, oak, river, creek beds, you know, just, it was just absolutely reminded me. It was just beautiful. But anyway, so I took that opportunity yesterday and I just want
to. Did you do the weather yet?
Not yet. I'm in the middle of it. About how beautiful it was outside. But, I just encourage people that right now is the time to get out and enjoy this beautiful North State. Like what, you know, we're going to be talking about cool April nights and all that, but just really embrace what we have here because we're not in the South. We don't have that humidity. And I was thinking about, you know, those things as people send pictures from different places that they live and those weather fronts. But mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow now, mostly sunny with 78. Now, that's going to be the cruise, so we're going to have beautiful. But there is a slight chance of showers tomorrow night, which is okay because it cools down with 54. Saturday looks like we have about 50% chance of showers with 78. Mostly clear on Saturday night with 50. Sunday sunny with a high of 81. And Monday, chance of showers. Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to be on a live remote at Benton Air Park. So from 7 to 9, come by, say hi. This is going to be a show and shine. That's going to be a wonderful place to come out to Benton Air Park in the morning. So a beautiful day tomorrow morning. Like we said, tomorrow will be 78, or mostly sunny with a high of 78. So tomorrow morning should be beautiful and clear. The weather is brought to you by Long Roundabout, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. How'd you like that?
Well, that was... That was a 10-minute weather report there, but that's cool. Hey, the Platina fire and that erupted yesterday was contained at 8 acres, and it's a forward push. I realize, you know, that all these fires, you know, we're trying to keep our eyes on all of them, but I tell you, any fires out there near Palo Cedro is going to get our real big attention out there. Let's take an early break because when we come back, I want to talk about one thing, and then you can take off. But I want to talk about this water shortage down in Southern California and how bad it really is and how it's just going to get worse. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
Can we just talk about that?
Well, go on, honey. Don't hold back.
No, I went to the vitamin store the other day because I get these electrolytes. And while I was over there, that's, you know, we always talk about Sleep Number next to the vitamin store. Well, anyway, so I thought I'm going to go over to Sleep Number because I want to check on a couple things that I want to get. So Jeremy greeted me. And I love Jeremy's testimony all of a sudden. And I felt like his life story a little bit, you know, I mean, I had to kind of pull it out of him. But Jeremy and John over at the Sleep Number store, they couldn't have been kinder, nicer, helpful. We got like a new mattress cover, and it's the new, brand new, state-of-the-art with like a memory foam in the mattress cover because I wanted just a little more cush for summer because we're going to be so active, you know, with things going on. And then I got the, pillow covers that are supposed to be cooling temp pillow covers. And we were just talking, and I said to them, you know, you guys do such great customer service. I mean, when we were back at Thanksgiving in Albuquerque, our kids, we didn't ask them to. Yeah, I mean, we're back there for 3 days. They said, can we go to the Sleep Number store because we really, you know, he's a U.S. Marshal, she's a nurse. You've heard the story, but they both have back issues. So we went, all right. We go over to the Sleep Number store in Albuquerque. 3 hours. They got a bed. They were very excited about it. And they still are very excited about it. But the whole thing. And the testimony of the people that were in Albuquerque. One woman had had severe back injuries, couldn't walk, had a horrible time. That's what Jeremy's testimony was, too. And I just want to say that I really love the fact that I said, you know, it just occurred to me. just the last week when I got this stuff, that they do, they really look for their customer service people. And it has to start at the top. So, it's American. Everything's made in America. They really, really have customer service. Like, we have been called at least once every 6 weeks. How's your bed doing? Do you need anything? How can we help you? When was the last time you really had that kind of follow-up with customer service? It's true. It's real. So that's the Sleep Number. We have a new Sleep Number bed that we got this year, I think. No, last year. But it's like 6 months old. And my Sleep Number setting last night was 35.
And my Sleep Number setting was 55. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, you can save $500 on a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. A queen, that's a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed queen size. Now only $1,299, the lowest price tag ever. For a limited time only. Only at Sleep Number store, of course, as you found out, in a Target shopping center. Or learn more at sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back.
In 2019, Christopher McHatton killed Stephen Johnson with a hammer. The big question, why? The Shasta County District Attorney spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars only to have the murder conviction reversed on appeal. Why? Because Ben Hanna, Stephanie Bridget's right-hand man, quote, misled the jury. The appellate court stated the magnitude of the error was great, prejudicial, and requires reversal. Now Shasta County taxpayers will be forced to fork out thousands more for retrial. It's time to restore competency to the DA's office. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
Wind River Resort and Casino would like you to feel the wind in your hair and the rush of a Mustang in your veins with a brand new Ford Mustang V8. Play our future classic car giveaway swipe to win promotion for your chance to win. Play your free River Club card daily for a free slot play and prize. Weekly drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Final drawing April 28th. Win a 2022 Ford Mustang V8 Fastback. More details at windriver.com. Come visit us today and find your moment at the river.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remind you of Harley days?
Yeah, it does. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 720 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? Great accommodations, gourmet chefs are pet friendly, located right in the same neighborhood as Turtle Bay. So many things they have going for them there. And every, you know, the people there love where they are. And if you want to learn more about River Commons Senior Living, because, hey, you've had enough of grass and painting and plugged up plumbing at your house, and it's time to worry less, smile more. Give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour. Have lunch. See why it's so great down there. Okay. Water. Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. Newsom, Governor Newsom has asked people in the state to voluntarily reduce their water consumption by 15%, but so far, residents have been slow to meet that request. Maybe you can make it an edict. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California down there said that 2020 and 2021 water years had the least rainfall on record for two consecutive years. At this time, a third of our region, 6 million Californians in parts of Los Angeles, Ventura, San Bernardino counties, face a very real and immediate water stress challenge because of a variety of things, mainly because of it has been a drought. They've had with these record dry conditions, the State Water Project, which gets its water from the Sacramento San Joaquin River Delta, has estimated it will only be able to deliver about 5% of its usual allocation this year. Southern California Metropolitan Water District, I was just talking about, declared a water shortage emergency and required the cities and water agencies it supplies in San Bernardino, Ventura, and Los Angeles counties to implement the cutback on June 1st or enforce it or face heavy fines. Their outdoor watering is down to 1 day a week.
One day a week.
They get their water from the Colorado River and the State Water Project from all these Metropolitan Water District says that 40% of the state's population is taken from the Colorado River water in the State Water Project, and there's just no water. But yet,
what's Disney going to do?
But yet, the state still hasn't started heavy into reclaiming water. You know, billions of gallons of water just go out to sea, in which it could have been reclaimed and run through processes, and it may not be, you know, even though you could drink it, it may not be, you know, like the quote drinking water, because it's got, it has a higher pH, but you could use it for everything from watering to animals to everything, you know, washing cars, all those kind of things. But we don't do that, because I'm not sure why we don't do that, except we're not smart enough to do that. You know, like billions of gallons of water go out every day from L.A. out into the ocean that they could reclaim if they, you know, if they chose to do so. But now they don't have enough water for the people. And so where do they cut it off? We have to stop growing food because, you know, we have to save trout and salmon. And, you know, people have got to come in there, too, so they're cutting back agriculture. If you look up at Tule Lake, you've been up to Tule Lake before.
Yes, we ran into some friends at the Safari Club International that live up there.
And that beautiful wetlands and all they had there is dried up.
Yeah.
Totally dried up.
Yeah.
It's got a little bitty stream through there. If you remember last year, Orville Lake Orville, the water got so low they had to turn off the generators because they didn't have enough water to push through the generators. And yet, we still have golf courses.
Yeah,
we still have.
Made me think about Disney. I mean, when you think about big corporations that have acres of land that are, you know, does that mean that some of the lush gardens that unless they have well property?
Well, let me tell you about wells. If the other day I saw the state of California is going around with helicopters, and there looks like they're mapping. That's what they said they were doing. They were mapping the underground water sources. And a lot of people may have wells. They may have their own, they have, you know, acres of land. I'm not saying a lot of acres, but then they have their own water source. Is the state mapping all water sources so the state can come in and say, look, under this, Newsom's going to declare, first of all, everybody take a deep breath. I'm saying, what if? I didn't say it's going to happen. Take a deep breath. If you map out all the water sources and we're in the state declares a statewide emergency to be able to use that water and to limit your water, just a question there. Anyway, California's in deep poo-poo with it coming to water, especially down in Southern California.
Which brings me to the Florida issue with Disney. Disney's self-governing special district, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, says that Florida's move to dissolve the district next year is not legal unless the state pays off the district's extensive debts. Reedy Creek is a special purpose district created by the state laws in May 1967 that gives the Walt Disney Company governmental control over the land in and around its Central Florida theme parks. With that power, Disney took over responsibilities providing municipal services like power, water, roads, and fire protection, but were also freed from paying taxes for services that benefited the broader public. Reedy Creek currently has about $1 billion in outstanding bond debt.
Yeah, see, they're not sure.
According to the credit rating agency.
Yeah, if they take away that is, and by the way, it's happened. He signed it. DeSantis signed it, you know, taking away Disney's favored corporation enterprise. But the bottom line on that one is there are taxes there. Is that going to go and hit everybody, or is it just going to hit that area? And that area is saying, I don't want to see my property taxes go up 40%. Okay. What else?
All right. We're so burnt out over the coronavirus, just the whole thing. But according to what we've deemed, or what some people have deemed, you know, that Fauci, he has said that the COVID-19 cases are trending up again, though it's not anywhere near the rise we saw over the winter with the Omicron wave. While new cases and hospitalizations are ticking back up in most states, fewer people are dying of COVID-19 now that during most of the pandemic. Fauci said that although the coronavirus won't be eradicated, the level of virus in society could be kept very low if people are intermittently vaccinated, which I want to say in these last 3 minutes. A family member who has two children in school recently, we were talking about the fact that since these kids and this family member happens to be in the medical profession, said that these kids that were masked and held back and not in society and couldn't be out now are experiencing, they don't have, what is it called?
The natural immunity.
The natural immunity.
They haven't built up the immunity has gotten less.
They're getting sicker, not with Omicron, not with any of that stuff, but just with being run down, having the flu, other things. And seeing it on a wide scale, this family member that is very involved with the high school and college kids, and it's kind of like a house mom in many ways to several kids. and just said it's just and in her profession she's seeing this.
And what she believes is kids have been masked and all the things that went on for 2 years, the natural immunity that they get from being around other kids and just getting, you know, slight doses of it, it's hitting kids a lot harder, enough that they're staying home from school not one day but 4 days. And these are young athletes, and these are healthy kids. And that probably could be one of the things that happened.
And finally, a rare blue diamond is sold at auction for $57.5 million.
You know what? I was trying to keep that a secret from you. You know, with your birthday coming up.
It's a blue diamond, and I actually watched a whole documentary on blue diamonds.
The Hope Diamond. It's a blue diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got Shasta High School and Fiddler on the Roof.
So excited.
And, you know, it's back. It's back. And hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car and Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back. We know that.
Well, I know, but that was really nice.
Stephanie Bridget boasts about her significant trial and leadership experience. Shasta County voters want the truth. Under Bridget's leadership, her team has failed to protect Shasta County families. In 2021, Bridget's team only won 63% of felony cases. In 2020, 65%. In 2019, bummer year, 55%. 2018, 56%. Unbelievable. These are some of the lowest numbers in the entire state of California. The conviction rate should be around 80 to 90%. Let's create a safer Shasta County by getting rid of Stephanie Bridget. Paid for by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN. A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidda-bidda-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it is, 7:35 here on the 28th of April. 53 degrees out there. And if you suffer from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at, in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. See Kevin Elo or Rachel Lang. You know, a couple decades worth of experience here in dealing with senior injuries, strains and sprains, sports injuries. They have a great deal of experience working with all types of sports teams, the Olympic gymnastics. If anybody can get you back into shape and back into action, it's going to be Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Give them a call at 533-5030 today.
Well, with us this morning is the one and only Gavin Spencer, who's the musical director and head of the Shasta High School Choir and so many things. We know you from the Madrigals, and you're here this morning to talk about the musical that is going to be launched on May 5th, Fiddler on the Roof. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're how many, is it 18, 19? How many years now have you been musical director?
This is my 20th year.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. And we know that Fiddler on the Roof, this is the 53rd annual.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
I know.
That what 50, are you, well, I can't even wrap my brain around that one.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe I've been here that long as well. I mean, 20 years just flies by.
And you haven't aged a bit. So, anyway, so this was once the longest running show on Broadway and winner of 9 Tony Awards. I'm reading here that you're going to have your high school orchestra as well.
Yes.
Oh, so it's the full thing.
We have a fantastic orchestra this year, too. And we have a live fiddler. So our fiddler that will be on stage as the Fiddler on the Roof will be playing live on stage. And let me say, Mr. Pulcari, the leader of the orchestra, his kids sound so good right now.
You know what? That I will tell you, I was sharing with you before we went on air, that when I was in high school, the first musical that was at, I was in ninth grade, so I just remember attending the musical and thought, oh, I want to do that next year. And it was Fiddler on the Roof. And then the next year was Guys and Dolls, and I got the lead as Adelaide. But that musical, I still have friends to this day in my life that I met as a sophomore in that musical. In fact, one just called me the other day that's moved to Tennessee. But what happens to kids as they unfold in life in these musicals is really transforming.
I agree. These kids started in February, and here we are almost in May, and they've been doing this thing together, and they become a little family, and they help each other build confidence. And these young freshmen are watching these veteran seniors do these parts, and they're going to be the next generation of great singers and people, and just I love seeing that transformation happen.
It's such wonderful music, and what interesting that it kind of coincides with what's going on. I bet you, I wonder if there's any teachers that are saying, what if you follow the story of Fiddler on the Roof, how does that coincide with what's happening today?
It's exactly pretty much what's happening today. The show takes place in a little village in Anatevka, Ukraine, and they're being annexed by the Russians. Now, when we chose the show, first of all, we were going to do the show in 2020, and COVID hit, and we were shut down in mid-production. So this year, we decided we're going to bring this back. These were the only kids that were a part of that show were freshmen. They're seniors this year.
Oh my gosh.
So they've upgraded their parts now. But, so some of those.
They were recast.
They were recast. Yeah. Some of those chorus members are now like leads. But, we had, you know, of course, then the war, in Ukraine, just happened. And we're like, oh no.
Oh, it just is so interesting. And the whole, okay. So Tevye's wife, what's her name? Golda?
Golda, yeah.
That, Do You Love Me?
Oh, yeah.
It's just so, there are so many scenes and so many wonderful, poignant songs. Brilliant. Now, who were the composers?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll look it up.
I know who.
Of course you do. It's like I see somebody go, I am so embarrassed that I can't, but just blame it on COVID.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So anyway, Gavin, what are the highlights for you? And we're going to give tickets away to our listeners as well. And the kids today weren't here because they're doing state testing.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're here.
I'm here.
Let's talk about the musical a little bit more and about what one can expect.
First of all, this is it's probably my first or second favorite show of all time. I just love the story. It speaks to everybody. When you're watching Tevye and Golda, that's the main couple in the story. Everyone that is married can relate to these people. Just the interactions that happen. And I don't know, the story about tradition and which traditions are important and how we look at traditions in the world and which ones are worth keeping and which ones are, need to change.
Well, let me tell you what, I just looked it up, and the reason it's probably not on the tip of your tongue is because it kind of, the composers are Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick.
Yeah.
And this Fiddler on the Roof has been performed in dozens of languages thousands of times, and again, also won 3 Oscars.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love the fact that we've always say, just, you know, be careful because history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are. It's been a good chance to talk to the kids about it, though. Like, hey, look what's happening in the world, and this is what's happening in this story, and how can we empathize with these, you know, these Jews in this little shtetl, this little village, and it's been good. It's created dialogues for us to talk about it, and really, they can really show empathy for those people in Ukraine today, because they're going through it during the show.
Wow.
It's
like a humanity moment. You know, when you're young and your brain is developing, you don't really, you know, it's not my backyard. It's not me. But I think that this is a window of opportunity for these kids, on a musical level, which opens up another channel, if you will, to be able to have, your heart open into, like I said, an empathy.
Yeah. Yeah. The students have, they are really outstanding. Especially the ones playing leading roles, they are really bringing it to life.
Well, it's a lot. It's heavy to carry. They're wonderful songs, but they're each the sisters. Those are heavy roles.
Yeah.
The guy who's the maker. You know the how come I can't think of it? He not matchmaker, but the guy who does the first married. He's the seamster.
Yes.
What's
it
called? Taylor. Thank you.
Well, that's the key. That's actually the key moment in the show is when Matel, instead of using a matchmaker, asks the father if he can marry his daughter.
Right.
Which doesn't happen in there.
And there's where tradition comes in weaves throughout, right?
Yeah. When Seidel gets permission to marry, that's kind of the turning point in the whole show.
Right.
That, hey, this change can happen, you know.
And that beautiful wedding scene gives me chills when I think about it, you know, just, and everything in minor key. You know, it's interesting, but my parents, when I was in Sacramento, they always keep these PBS. There was a whole interesting documentary on how a lot of the Jewish immigrants came and created a lot of were composers for Broadway. Now we don't really realize it. But when they were starting having different, like, modern-day composers talking about how some of the keys sounded like, you know, that they brought some of their homeland harmonics to the Broadway stage, and we don't even, you know, it's just a fascinating documentary, by the way.
I'd like to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's on a PBS, and I'll find out the name and get it to you. But anyway, so tell us more about the musical, and we're going to take a call at 605-4567 for two tickets. You have to redeem these. You can come get the voucher and then redeem it online. But the performances are May 5th through 7th, and then again May 12th through the 14th. All show times are 7 p.m., except for Saturday, May 7th, which is a 2 p.m. matinee only. So we're giving tickets away here.
Giving two tickets away. Yeah. Give us a call, 605-4567. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, this is workers' comp we're talking about. And Patrick, after his time in the U.S. Army, the 101st Air Assault Division, and then as a law enforcement officer, he went to law school. He went to work for the big insurance companies when it came on workers' comp. And he didn't really like what he saw. So he's opened up his own place here. He's been here for a few years. And if you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of a denial, this is the guy you want to call. Patrick Gorman, you can be reached at 262-2168. And then you're going to get a hold of him, and you're going to have a free consultation. If everything's going the way it should, he's going to tell you that. If it's not, you need a bulldog. And here he is. Insurance company has a whole lot of lawyers. You need a fighter. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 262-2168. We'll be right back with Feather on the Roof.
Okay. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles.
Welcome back to our morning show here. Yes, you're listening to Miracle of Miracles, which is from the wonderful musical Fiddler on the Roof, which will be here at Shasta High School. Gavin is with me this morning. Hi.
Hi.
Gavin Spencer, Teacher of the Year, 2019?
I think that was the year, yeah.
Teacher of the Year, as we were talking at the break, of how music is a bridge. Music can take a child who's searching for something to feel something. To feel needed, wanted, important, and you don't have to necessarily be doing the music, but in a musical, there even the person running the spotlight or the tech guy or the guy plugging in the microphone or helping turn the page in the orchestra is part of this body. How many do you think are involved in this musical?
Well, just students alone, we're probably at about 75, maybe. All around with cast, orchestra, stage crew, you know, all sorts of things. But that's the one thing I love about doing these musicals is I'm the director, but I could never do it without all the people involved. I have people involved with the set construction, costumes, set painting.
Do you know Bob Shaw?
Of course. He's my bud. He's building my house right now.
Okay. Now, Bob Shaw, I've known Bob Shaw for, gosh, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe probably longer now, 8 years. And Bob is one of the instructors at Northern Firearms Instruction, but he's also a plumber and a contractor. Lost his house in the car fire. Lost everything.
I think he came by and did a quick unclogging of the sink for us.
Yeah, he came in one day and went and take me in.
What a nice guy.
But he is just absolutely a fabulous guy. But one of the things I realized about Bob right at onset, how he was working with you all, building things. You know, some of these big stage productions that you've had, that he's been right in the middle
of
it.
Yeah, there's a heart. People have a heart for that.
Gosh.
He is a saint.
Isn't he? He is.
And he is.
He's a great guy.
The only people, he never thinks of himself. He's always doing whatever he can for anybody else. And he's always there. When you need somebody, he's always there. Bob Shaw is amazing.
He certainly is. And like I said, he is, is a consummate professional when it comes to, plumbing and other things that he can do. But a lot of time, you know, he was slowed down there because he was rebuilding his place.
Right.
Yeah. And then, but he still found time to help.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the thing about the volunteering. Yeah. It's like, no one has time. Right. So you have some people, you just have to make time. You have to like say, all right, I'm committing to this. I have to make the time. But those are the types of volunteers behind the scenes that are, they make this thing happen.
Make the set. Some of the parents of the kids are people like who've come back from generations.
Right.
Like your costumes and the makeup in this is going to be huge.
Yeah. 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 Our costumers, our makeup. Are people who set up all the ticket sales, decorating even the lobby. I mean, there's so many little pieces, and I just love being a part of a team like that because when we're all doing well together, it creates this, like, magical experience at the theater.
Is it hard working with kids? Did you already ask that? I was
no, I haven't.
Well, hard working with kids? I don't know.
I mean, but you've been doing it. I mean, you're Teacher of the Year. I mean, you've done all these things, but... Do you have, like, years that kids are, you know, that, like, a year group that you're going, well, I'm going to have to break these guys in. You know, kids, things are changing, and have you know, like, and now COVID's gone. I mean, your kids like a little bit different.
Every group has their own little personality.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes the kids that I would say
that's
maybe
the word I was looking
maybe
for.
More difficult, or maybe the more artistic types mm-hmm. that are really excel at this thing. And then you have groups that just like, oh, I wish these could be my own kids, and I'd be proud to have. These as my own kids. That's kind of the seniors this year. I just adore them. I do not want them to graduate this year. And they're very talented
We'll fail them all.
Well,
so you get them next year.
Gavin Spencer is our guest this morning, and we do have tickets for Fiddler on the Roof. Give us a call at 605-4567. It's important.
And you can pick the days you want to go.
Yeah.
The 5th, 6th, or 7th.
Well, and this. Oh, no, we have some more days other than that, too. We have...
12th, 13th, and 14th.
Thank you. I think that we had this experience or talking about this at the break, is that I really believe that in the High School Musical for me is what set me on my path. And my teachers at that time helped mentor me to set me on my path, help me believe in myself, give me, like, you can do this. It helped me go through my fear to become better at something. So I really believe that what you're doing is like you're ministering at a certain level to help kids who may have, I don't know, be wayward, not wayward, maybe can't communicate at home, you know, going through that sexual awkward, I'm becoming like a adolescent, you know, like becoming an adult. What do I do with this stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, that energy. And
I was going to play one part and my voice dropped.
Yeah. And how to stay on track. Music can help you do that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with that. And we have kids on stage this year that have never been in a show. Some kids have never been in even a music class before. We opened up auditions to the school for a few characters, and so but everyone's learning the standards. We have a standard and we do whatever it takes to get there, and I think that's a really great lesson for the kids. You just do whatever it takes.
Well, it's discipline.
We're going to get you there.
You've got, if you want to achieve, we're going to help you.
Yeah.
And when you reach that point, we're all going to be happy.
Yeah.
And the discipline is you've got to be here at this time, figure you're going to be here this long.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's going to be longer.
And your buddies, your castmates depend on you. You can't let them down. If you drop a line or you happen to make a cue, it's not the end of the world. Someone's going to that's life. So you're learning so many life lessons through that. So let's support this Gavin and Shasta High in the musical by attending. So 605-4567, and you're going to get a couple sit tickets. We've got just a few here that we can take to a caller, and Jared will be taking your call.
We've only got two at a time.
Final thoughts.
I just want to make sure people know where to get them.
Oh, yeah.
ShastaHighChoir.com is the link for tickets. ShastaHighChoir.com, that's where you get them.
Yeah, if you want to go online. Okay, well, thanks so much, Gavin.
Thank you so much.
Now, I got to hit this real quick. Show and Shine's today. R&R, Auto and Truck Repair Show and Shine, R&R, on Twin View Boulevard. Macy's Show and Shine today. Riverview Golf and Country Club has theirs today, and that goes from 3 to 7. The Hen House, the world-famous Hen House, is having their Show and Shine. Save Mart Show and Shine, Crown Motors. I'll tell you about Crown Motors, but it's sold out, so you can drive by and wave. Then you have at the Auditorium Drive, live entertainment by Black Vinyl 45. Free with your wristband or $10 at the door. And then tomorrow, where Linda and I will be at the O'Reilly Auto Parts at the Benton Air Park Show and Shine. And that goes from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And also, Enterprise High School is tomorrow. But today, you've got live music down at the Civic. You've got Crown Motors. You've got so many more. All these Show and Shines. And then tomorrow, of course, is the cruise. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Backcountry Horsemen. Who are they and what do they do? And you'd be surprised about how much they do for our wilderness areas up here and the trails and more. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The American economy took a hit in the first quarter. The economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, shrank at an annual rate of 1.4%. Also falling, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims declined by 5,000 to 180,000 for the week ending April 23rd. First-time applications generally reflect the number of layoffs. The four-week average for claims, which evens out the weekly ups and downs, rose slightly to 179,750 from 177,500 the previous week.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Antonio Guterres in Ukraine following a visit to Russia. The U.N. Secretary General will meet with Ukraine's president. Meanwhile, President Biden expected to deliver a remark shortly on the situation in Ukraine. The British foreign minister appealing to Western allies to send heavy weapons to Ukraine.
At the annual foreign policy address at Mansion House, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss urged Western governments not to worry about escalating the war, but to help Ukrainians in their time of need.
This is a time for courage, not for caution.
Truss warned world leaders that they may regret not helping Ukraine defend its country against Russia.
The world should have done more to deter the invasion, and we will never make that same mistake again.
NATO nations have supplied Ukraine with military weapons and gear, including missiles and armored vehicles. But despite pleas from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, they have been reluctant to send fighter planes for fear of escalation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Wall Street's benchmarks have been bouncing around a bit this morning. Small gains, modest losses right now. The key averages are in the positive column. The Dow's up 57 points. The NASDAQ ahead 54, and the S&P is up 20 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find a plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free. So call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
Trade unions have called a nationwide strike in Sri Lanka. Apparently, it's having an impact. The BBC's Archana Chukta is in Colombo.
They've gone on strike. They've reported sick at their workplaces. And they are marching towards this Galle area outside the President's Secretariat. Behind me are thousands of protesters who are still coming in here with banners and slogans saying that's enough. They're frustrated with the shortage of essentials on the ground, with rising cost of living, with every single basic commodity costing more than 2 to 3 times in the last 3 months or so. And they are demanding that the government, both the president as well as the prime minister and the entire cabinet, they step down and a new face of Sri Lankan cabinet comes in place that will deal with this economic crisis.
While the government of Sri Lanka is insisting it is working on plans to deal with the situation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Yet another example of your tax dollars at work.
The Government Accountability Office has issued a report saying the Federal Emergency Management Agency may have been double-billed for funerals of hundreds of people who died of COVID-19. The GAO says it has identified 374 people who died and were listed on more than one application that received an award from the COVID-19 Funeral Assistance Fund. That amounts to about $4.8 million possibly paid in improper assistance. A spokesperson for FEMA said there was no large-scale fraud and the amount of potentially double-paid funeral assistance was relatively small. As of late last year, FEMA had awarded about $1.5 billion in COVID-19 funeral assistance. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 92 points, while the NASDAQ trading 82 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 28th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Jared's at the helm. Did we get a national day today?
It was National Superhero Day.
But oh, that's
you
right.
Add another one, Blueberry Pie Day.
Oh, Blueberry Pie. You know, I really like blueberries.
I like blueberry pie.
I'm not sure if I like blueberry pie.
You know what?
Apple.
When you're in the mood for a pie, Apple. Any kind of pie is good if you're
that's
in the mood
true.
For pie.
That's true.
You know?
No, that's absolutely
except
true.
For I'm not a big coconut fan, so...
Not,
some
well,
people love
well, it's hard
coconut.
To cut into a coconut. They're very hard. How long do you bake a coconut?
I you know what? I don't even know if that's a baker. I don't know if that's something that you just throw on the... I don't know. Anyway.
Cream pie. Not,
oh,
yeah,
coconut cream.
Cream. Yeah.
No.
All right. Let's talk
you know,
about
in
this.
In fact, on my birthday for a couple years, we had pies.
Yeah, because you love...
I love apple pie.
Apple pie, and that would be
pie.
Your cake.
That was my cake. That's right. The only problem was when they put the candles on it and lit them all. It burnt the pie.
Well, mostly sunny today with a high of 70, overnight lows at 45. Tomorrow, which is the cruise, will be mostly sunny with a high of 78. Well, according to this, wouldn't you know, 20% chance of showers, but that's all right. You know, we're used to that, and it's going to be a beautiful day and night. Saturday, chance of showers once again with a high of 78, overnight lows of 50. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 81. Nice little jump in temperature. Sunday night, chance of showers, overnight lows of 52. And Monday, chance of showers with a high of 73. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we have, for the first time, we have new guests here that have not ever been on our show. And you know what? We'd love to do that, to bring in all aspects of our people and people that do great things in our region, and this group does, and this is I'm talking about the Backcountry Horsemen of California, and with us is Larry Schumann and Patty LaRue.
Good morning.
Linda's already said that Patty LaRue, that's a great name. Now we have a friend whose name is Lisa LeBlanc. And and so we got Patty LaRue and Lisa LeBlanc. It could be like a singing group. Anyway, okay.
You don't want to hear me sing.
You don't want to hear any of us sing.
Okay, Larry and Pat and Patty. How did you get into this? Well, first of all, tell us about you all a little bit.
Well, I've been a native of California. I was born in Arbuckle. Yeah, so
wow.
Not too many of us around.
Named after a coffee? Or was it Arbuckle was a different, totally different thing? I remember there was Arbuckle coffee, wasn't there, back in the older days?
Well, this is a little teeny town. That's all
yeah.
I know.
Okay. Arbuckle,
I remember
man.
The Arbuckle coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were born there.
Yeah, born there.
Okay.
Native Californian.
All right.
You doubled the population with your birth.
Pretty much. Tripled it. with the weight I've gained. So, yeah, so I got into this about 28 years ago. So,
and what got you into it?
Kind of weird. I never rode horses, but John Growney gave us a bucking horse that wouldn't buck.
Oh, my God.
He ran his bucking stock out behind our house.
John Growney is a...
So I can blame it all on him. I keep telling him he's cost me about $500,000 in keeping track of horses and mules and barns and trailers and other stuff over the years. So it's all his fault. I'm broke.
So he gave you a horse that wouldn't buck. We know John Growney real well. We have to call him a friend.
I love him.
He's a great guy.
Yes.
And since then, though, you've probably increased your horse herd.
A lot. I've had as many as 11 right now. I only have 6.
Well, let's talk a little bit about we
have one, and I'm thinking he's got 6.
Now, for some people listening, our morning show listeners will be, many of them are at work, or they're on their way to work, or they're going in and out doing their morning thing. Some people will have us on while they're tinkering in the garage, but that's talk show. So what we want to try to get to is what the organization really does, because we can talk about the horses. People know that we love horses, but the backcountry horse. I know Patty. So let's find out about how you got involved too, and really what your organization does. I think we need to really go into that.
Well, I grew up in San Diego. I was born back east. I had horses growing up my whole life. Went to college, came up here for a job teaching ag for the Shasta Union High School District, and taught for 36 years, retired, and was looking for something to do. So we signed up for an 8-day pack trip up in the Hoodoos in Yellowstone, northeastern Yellowstone, but we hadn't ridden in 30 years. And my husband is 6'5". We've had total joints. And he, after putting down a sizable deposit, he wakes up one night, in the middle of the night, wakes me up and says, "Do you think we can even get on a horse?" Well, fast forward a couple of months, somebody gave us Larry's number. Little did I know that it was going to change our entire life. Within 6 months, we sold everything up in Redding, bought a place out in Cottonwood, moved around the corner, bought mules, got very involved in backcountry horsemen, and here we are. Our kids think we're nuts, but we're living our dream.
I love the calling. That's a calling, man. I mean,
living in, in the ranch next to him. So
that is so awesome.
It's your fault, Larry. So if you have any problems,
it's John Browning's fault.
Well, and you know what? Next time we see Growney, and that's going to be probably in a week or two.
Yeah.
We're going to mention this to him. He cost you $500,000.
So, Patty, how many mules do you have?
We have 2 mules.
So, and horses?
They're riding. We don't have horses. Okay. I like long ears.
All right. So I love long ears, too. We went, before we take a break, we went with Dick Morris. Dick Morris up in Trinity County. Twice I've gone up. And when Carl and I, we did a concert up here, and afterwards Carl and I and Dick and Andy went with his pack. He had 2, was it 4 horses and 2 mules?
He had 3 horses, and I got the mule to ride, plus we packed in everything for 3 days.
It was wonderful.
I've liked mules a long time, but I really, after that trip, thought seriously about having a mule. So we're going to talk during the break. But it was a great time. So what happened on your 8-day trip, by the way?
Oh, it was phenomenal. We went out of a pack station out of Montana, and we packed in. There were 6 of us, and then, of course, the crew and all of the pack animals that went with us, and we camped and moved almost every night.
Now, they on something like this, they provide the horses.
They provide the horses.
They cook.
Right. They bring the tents. We're responsible for setting up our own self and breaking camp down and everything else. But
all right.
You are out in the wilderness.
Yeah, really.
Great.
And we've seen more of the country. We're not hikers, my husband and I. So we have seen more of the country in the 4 years we've been involved with Larry. And Growney may have cost him $500,000. Larry has cost us far more.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the Backcountry Horsemen of California.
And what they do, their mission statement.
Your mission has evolved over the years, and especially now with the dryness and the
trails,
the how important it is to keep these trails open and all this. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial are experts in what they do. Judy started the company in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Things have changed so dramatically over the last year. Are you going to have enough money? Is your money going to last to the day that you do? Well, give Judy a call. She's going to help you with that. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hot cars.
And cool April nights.
Happening now through May 1st.
Up to 2,000 classic cars are rolling through town today, packed with classic vintage fun.
This evening, stop by Redding Chamber Mixer at Crown Motors from 5 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets now for the big event this Saturday with up to 2,000 classic cars on display. Drive on over to the Redding Civic for entertainment by Black Vinyl 45 from 7:30 to 10 p.m.
For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, Cresco Equipment, Block Beverage, Save Mart, Crown Camera, McDonald's, Union Bank, and this radio station.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Here, talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. This is where we go because real friendly people, great, great service there. Your car comes out or your truck comes out clean and shiny, and it's right down the street here, which makes it even easier for us. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10 car wash coupons, you get 3 free. What a great present for somebody. You know, now it's, you know, the rain is off and on, so you want to get your car, truck clean. Great place. Tonight is our fourth show of Man Up with Ted Leidy and yours truly. We're going to have a musician on tonight.
At 6 p.m.
It's at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking, of course, our bourbon of the month, stick of the month, and also a number of other things. So that's tonight at 6 p.m., Ted Leidy and me for Man Up. We're here today with Larry Schumann and
Patty LaRue
from the Backcountry Horsemen of California. And let's talk now about the organization. And
what you guys do, yeah, with, you know, besides have fun.
Yeah.
So a quick history of how this started was back in the late 70s in Montana. As the Forest Service was selling their stock off and getting rid of their stock, they were realizing a lot of the riders and stuff realized you couldn't get into the backcountry anymore because nobody's clearing the trails. It requires stock to be able to get in with the kind of equipment that's needed to clear trails. And that's where it kind of started, evolved over the years. Now it's evolved into a nationwide organization, about 36 states. I haven't checked to see where we're at lately.
Yeah.
With about 40,000 members.
Wow.
Nationwide. So it is a large organization.
Mm-hmm.
Our main goal is to support the different agencies, the Forest Service, BLM. We've even gotten into helping with city parks and stuff in some of the areas, keeping trails open. And that's our main goal, and also to have fun, like you said. It's evolved over the years. Originally, it was to keep trails open. Now, as you can see, we'll go over a minute what we're about and how we've changed. With fires and other stuff, it's become more important to be environmental in how we approach keeping trails open and what we're doing and how we're rehabilitating trails. Some of the things are required, leave no trace. A lot of stuff changed in just the last 2 years with COVID and what's going on in the wilderness areas.
A lot more people out there.
We went from one place like up at Swift Creek in the Trinity Alps. We went from maybe having 15, 20 cars on a really heavy weekend to having, in the last couple of years, on weekends, we would have up to 125 cars parked at the trailhead.
Wow. Really?
And so the lakes would be cramped. So our goal of educating people and using the principles of leave no trace have become more and more significant now,
right,
in the last few years.
Like,
so
don't take a straw cover and just leave your trash behind.
Right.
Or cans or plastic.
Or diapers.
You know, one of the things, too, is my dream is to ride at least a portion of the Pacific Crest Trail. It goes, of course, from Mexico all the way up to Canada. But so I've been studying the trails themselves, and I was surprised to these aren't like trails around here. There are spots where they've got trees down across the trail, and if you're riding a horse or a mule, you've got to be able to work your way around there. Or, you know, if it's a small tree, people carry saws with them to clear that. So I'm sure that's some of the things you all do in trying to keep those trails clear.
Actually, the Pacific Crest Trail, about 90% of the work is done by the backcountry horsemen for clearing it.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, I'm looking at your brochure, and I'm seeing the volunteer service,
mm-hmm,
and your partnerships and your trail advocacy. You go out and you pack into with groups that go into these very remote locations, like, you know, maybe we can say trail, but also there might be areas that where the fire in the fire, what do you want to call it, firefighters can't get into through helicopter or whatever. You were starting to talk about that before. Can you explain that, share that with our listeners?
Well, some of the information on the fires is as they in the wilderness areas, they can get in there with helicopters when the weather's right. When you have days where the smoke and stuff is filled in, they can't get in. Supplying them is another big issue. Kenny Graves with Forest Service, he's one started really bringing that to highlight back in 2010, 2011. We were started working with him, and he made a video on it to be a presentation with the Forest Service. The importance of the stock, hauling supplies and water and stuff to the crews working because they can't always get supplied by the helicopters. Probably more not than they can. So it's become really critical with these fires. So keeping the trails open is critical also because if the trails are blocked, you can't get the stock in. It's hard for the crews to get in to fight the fires. So keeping the trails open has become more critical now.
Well, who brings in the supplies to them? Is that the Forest Service?
Usually
in their own strings.
Usually it's the Forest Service and commercial packers do most of that.
Okay.
So, we're critical at keeping the trails open.
Yeah,
of course.
Which has got to be hard when you think about the smoke, what we experienced last year, the months of just smoke, and then think about your animal, and us just breathing in that smoke. But we have to do something.
Well, people will say, What do you mean you can't resupply with helicopters and all of this? Well, let me tell you, the Marine Corps, and you probably know this, we've got a mule packing school at Bridgeport.
Yeah, we've had them come to some of our functions.
And we use those. Mm-hmm. And we've got a crew up there and a number of mules that Marine Rifle Battalion goes through there. They learn how to pack animals so that they can bring supplies in, ammunition, everything, by using mules because there's times that you can't use air. And so that's one of the quivers that's one of the arrows in the quiver mm-hmm. that the Marine Corps has for mountain warfare. So when people say, well, why can't they just do it technology-wise? Well, they can't all the time.
That's true. That's what caused part of the problem back in the 70s and caused this. The Forest Service felt they could get rid of a lot of the stock, the way I understand it anyway, and started depleting their stock supplies and their pack strings. And so that's where we stepped up and started picking that information. Picking that up.
Right.
And filling in those blanks. Now the Forest Service is getting more stock again, going back the other ways, which is putting us more in a support role, which is all we wanted to be in the beginning anyway. We don't want to take the lead. We want to be a support.
So what's on your agenda this year? And you said something about how your things are changing, your mission statement's going to change a little bit. Let's talk about the new 2022 look of this.
Well, this year we changed to a 501c3 from a C4. We're a nonprofit now, locally. And when we redid our statement of purpose, we looked at adding environmentally sound purposes because in the environment it's become more important, especially with the fires, and we help in the fire areas. Keeping the watershed proper, making sure we don't have runoff that's polluting the streams and stuff. And so when we go in and look at something, we want to make sure we're making the water flow right when we rehab it. A lot of times, so the crews that are going and doing that, so there's another purpose besides just opening the trail up. Just doing it properly also.
Well, now, I'm sorry, go on, finish that because I have another question.
And one of the other things is, like we talked about with COVID, more people going out there, it's become more critical, too, that we start teaching more environmentally sound practices and principles, what we call leave no trace. Other people can go out there and enjoy it and not see the trash and the other stuff and people doing things left behind. If the trails aren't open, of course, people are still going to go out there. They're going to make their own trail then because the trail's not open, which if they're making their own trail, they have no clue where they're putting the trail, what kind of damage that's going to cause to the environment, how the water's going to flow, and how erosion's going to affect that trail. So it's important that we keep the trails open and have them proper. So the environmental damage is limited or no effect at all.
Now, you have classes for people that are open to, I guess, everybody. And you want to, is that correct?
That's correct.
Like you've got this weekend, you've got a packing class on how to pack an animal, a mule or a horse, to go up into the Wilderness.
Yeah, and that's open to the public. It's on our schedule there. I can give you, maybe yeah. later we can give the address if people are welcome to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Why don't we do that right now?
Okay.
And we take a quick break. But you have other classes like chainsaw classes. How to use a chainsaw correctly? You know,
well to work with the agencies, you have to be certified. So uh-huh. one of our members, Dan Chartier, started our program with him, Backcountry Horsemen, that's certified by the Forest Service, so we can certify our people to work in to use a chainsaw where it's eligible to be worked. Of course, yeah. the wilderness areas you can't use them unless you have a dispensation. But we do a lot of trails. Like today, we have a crew out on BLM. Working on some trails with them out of Jelly's Ferry. And of course, we'll be using chainsaws out there because it's legal to use them. And so we can do that because we have our people certified.
So, okay, so you've got a packing class this Saturday. And tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so we'll be teaching packing with livestock and showing how it's done. It's kind of just a basic class. If you're interested more in it, want to learn more, of course, we're more than willing to work one-on-one with people. That get into it. With Mike and Patty teaching
well,
them
yeah,
stuff.
Because oh, yeah. you do, Patty's got a great story about how you just like said, boom, we're going in.
So you do the teach people the diamond hitch and all that kind of stuff, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And they have several people that were on livestock, mm-hmm. and you can watch and see what's doing, but they have one-on-one. So when I was learning, and I'm still learning, I could go up to the mule and somebody walks me through the whole thing. And so you're actually doing it. You're not just watching. And the PAC clinic is at 9 o'clock at 20936 Yogi Bear Lane in Redding this Saturday. It's open to the public. Anybody that wants to come watch or wants to actually participate is welcome.
Is that somebody's house? Or?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Kip Kinney's house.
And then afterwards, you're having a general meeting and barbecues for the members.
But public's welcome
and the
to
public.
Come. Public's
oh.
welcome. Yeah,
yeah. they
okay.
come out, get a free lunch.
Might be really something great for somebody who yeah. like you. But, you know, Patty, here you guys. You'd said that you were a teacher and you retired, and then I can't wait to hear more about your story about what was the step you took the trip to Montana. We have to take a break, a hard break here. So let's talk about a little bit about Patty's story with her husband when you went to Montana and you did this trip and what inspired you to do this trip. And then from there, what was your next step into where you are now? It's a great segue. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, the only real watch repairman that completely takes apart any kind of estate watch or anything that you need and can clean and fix. He's located at Four Winds Jewelry. For all of your jewelry needs, head there. And they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tide.
We saw them live at the cafe.
Oh, who the, what was her name? Never
Don't
mind.
Ask me.
8:36 in the morning here. And,
that's tumbling tumbleweed. I just let me. Sons of the Pioneers. So,
well, it wasn't Sons of the Pioneers. It was a.
It was Sons of the Pioneers.
I know that one was. Oh. But the guys that we saw was,
were Sons of the Pioneers.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop.
You're going to challenge me, okay?
No, I've got their CD in the back of my truck.
All right.
I mean, I can go get that. It was all the right. San Joaquin Cowboys or something
no.
that. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut in 15 years. Since the day I walked here. Walked into Reading. And you know what? If something works, stick with it. Ride the horse that got you here. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Right there. We're here with Larry Schumann and Patty LaRue. And that's Patty, P-A-D-D-Y.
Riders in the Sky.
Yeah.
That's see? Who it was. Sorry.
I know. See? Told you.
Yep.
who could forget
we
that?
We are going to have a husband-wife duo here. Duet. Or duo. Duel.
Larry.
Duel.
Larry
yeah. Duel.
And Patty.
Sounds like.
Larry and Patty. are head up. Can I say that? Y'all kind of head up.
Yes.
The Backcountry Horsemen of California. And if you don't know what they are or what they did, you may have heard them, maybe not. These are the people. This organization, they're part of 36 different states, started in Montana. 40,000 people involved with it throughout the United States. And what do? They go up into the backcountry. They clear trails. And it's become so much, I mean, it's always been important, but so much more because of fires. Because if they can't drop somebody in and they can't bring them in by helicopter, they've got to walk up there, our fire crews. And it's tough enough carrying 70 pounds without having to fight your way through brush. So one of the things they do is they keep all these trails clear. And if they can't use chainsaws, they use handsaws to get these things open. But they do a number of other things. And just looking at the list of things they do, besides free classes when it comes to things that has to do with the horses, mules, packing in, packing out, leave no trace, you've got a number of other things you have here. I'm looking at your schedule. It's great.
Yeah, we have two key items I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
One is our education of youth, and we've already done a couple this year. We've done a couple clinics with the Las Meninas 4-H. I didn't go to it, but Sam Bros and George Archer and Cindy McMurray, who's from out of Alturas, and she's part of another unit up there. They got together and did a PAC clinic up in MacArthur, so we wanted to go anyplace. This week we'll be supporting the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and their Day in the Woods. We'll be up on the other side of Shingletown. We have about 700 kids come through there in 2 days that we'll be sharing our information with, along with other people.
And that's
a very fun event.
When's that going to be?
That's Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. 700 kids coming through there.
They'll be bussed up there. And so we love working with the youth.
No, I mean, 700 kids, though. I mean,
we only get about 10, 15 minutes to talk to them, but hopefully
each
group that comes through, but hopefully it gives them a start, what we're about, and the importance of leaving no trace and others, and the importance of the stock.
Okay. I love it, you know, because I was involved in Simpson, and they would bring in like 1,000 little ones. And I said, okay, at the end of the day, do you ever hear, where's Henry? I mean, you've got 1,000 of these little kids running around.
Yeah.
So, but you don't have to worry about that.
That's not our problem. Luckily, we just keep them away from our stock. That's hard to do when you've got all these little kids.
No, don't get behind and look at its hoof.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, education for kids and for adults that you have going on. What else?
Well, one of the other things we've been doing for years is we plant fish with Fish and Game.
You know, I think that was one of the original things I heard when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. Was it at the fair down in Anderson?
I don't know if
it was you all. I think it was you all.
We had an event, I think the year before actually I joined, a year or two before I joined, in Anderson.
They had the mules, and it could have been the Forest Service, but they talked about the fish planting, how you have to move the fish via pack train. How does that work?
Well, pretty simple, actually. We put them in bags, heavy plastic bags, with water, a measure amount of water and fish, and they're fingerlings, so we can carry a lot, any place from 250 to 500 per side, so that you might have any place from 500 to 1,000 fish on a mule.
Uh-huh.
And we basically take all the normal air out, pump it full of oxygen, and seal it off, and sometimes put in oxygen tablets, depending on how far we're going, give them more oxygen, and the mule moving keeps everything mixed up, and the survival rate's fantastic. Usually we might lose 1, 2, 3 fish out of 500.
Wow.
Hauling them in. Way more efficient than flying them by airplanes.
That's going to be very rewarding to know that
Oh, my gosh, yes. Because you're going up and reaching those lakes and ponds that they can't be ordinarily reached unless they're going to come over. What do they do, drop them out of the plane?
Right.
And they must have.
That's what they used to do.
And that must have been a huge kill when they got there.
Well, what's kind of happened the last couple of years because of frog issues, yellow-legged frog, and they've shut off the Trinities and some of the lakes in the North State up there while they redo studies. And now I understand the top of the state unit's got 4 lakes back as they've done the studies and said, yes, we can go back planting those lakes. So we've lost all of our stuff in the Trinity Alps. And in the meantime,
because of the yellow-legged frog.
Right. Now, but we picked up lakes that had no frog issues in the Caribous, and then we're even going into the Thousand Lakes Wilderness this year. So we picked up lakes. We actually got more lakes now than we had before.
Where's Thousand Lakes?
Thousand Lakes is up off of 44. Basically between 44 and 299, there's a road actually that goes from there by it. And if you take that back road, it turns out
there's lots of lakes out there then,
we're
obviously.
We're going to do four lakes and Thousand Lakes.
Uh-huh.
No, three lakes.
Three lakes?
Three lakes.
Okay, three lakes and probably close to 18 lakes up in the Caribous.
And so you just bring in the fish up there, release
right.
them, camp there that night?
We do it from the trailheads.
Yeah, okay.
Forest Service brings the fish in.
No, Fish and Wildlife.
Fish and Wildlife brings the fish down.
Yeah.
In their big trucks, and then weigh them out, put them in the bags, and then...
They take care of the oxygen and all that kind
of
stuff. And so
everything.
What you're doing is you're getting them up to the lakes, you open up, and you lift out the fish.
We take the bags out, usually set them in the water to kind of get them acclimatized and get the water temperatures the same.
Okay.
And then we slowly release them in. And our success rate is really interesting. Is, like I said, we might lose 20, 30 fish out of about 40,000.
That's incredible.
So,
and let's talk about, quickly before we take this break, the youth programs. You were talking about how much you work with the youth and that you've got things that we were talking about, schools and implementing the youth into the, so there's no trace left behind kind of thing.
We're willing to go anyplace and no cost. We'll show up. We've done other schools over the years. This is what we have so far this year. The Calvary Christian Academy in Red Bluff, since I go to church there, I usually do something for them every year. That's coming up later this month. I don't have it on the schedule.
That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I think a teacher listening or somebody who's doing some kind of youth, like we did an event the other day for the Teen Center out of Anderson, to have something like this, a knowledgeable, like
experts,
sharing the knowledge, would be really great for our youth, who is our future, to take part in. So anyway, just putting that out there for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, if any school wants to contact us, and my maybe later we can give my information.
Yeah.
I'd be more.
Yeah.
George Archer, myself, and some of us would be more than happy to come and put on the information.
A demonstration out there.
Demonstration.
Yeah, it's going out there and show you how we do these things. I mean, this is outstanding. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in business there for over 30 years. Helps out a lot of nonprofits in our areas. All your tobacco and tobacco accessories are there. Finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento, maybe even including Sacramento. You will not be sorry. You know what? Guys need a cigar now and then. And this is the place. Poor girls. This is the place to go to. Tobacco and Brew. Open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Did you know Shasta County District Attorney's Office, under the leadership of Stephanie Bridget, has a history of violating the U.S. Constitution by withholding potentially favorable evidence from a defendant? Recently, a Shasta County judge was compelled to dismiss several felony charges for this very reason. Instead of apologizing, the DA's office retaliated by preventing the same judge from hearing another trial and sending a clear message to other county judges. If you expose us, we will retaliate. Stephanie Bridget's leadership has failed once again. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or a candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering free seatings at our fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Seatings every 2 hours.
Buffet includes an array of sides and desserts, along with our signature omelet station and prime rib. Serve the side all-you-can-eat crab. Let us do all the preparing as you celebrate the mothers in your life.
Reservations highly suggested.
Book online at windriver.com or by calling 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu prices and seating, download the Wind River app and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today. Good morning and welcome back to our last segment. We're just blah, blah. You know what? We just love our guests that come on our morning show. It's so engaging. And if we, again, could take excerpts from our breaks, that's just a show within itself. Okay. And congratulations to one of our winners. Who was the person who called in for Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, that was your neighbor.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Michelle. Okay.
We have several neighbors.
There's a number of people. We're here with Larry Schumann and Patty LaRue. They're with the Backcountry Horsemen of California. We've learned about, this is an organization that's probably not as well known as it should be, that has done so much for our backcountry here, clearing trails. That has become a lot more important as the fires have gone on, to make sure the firefighters can get through there, teaching environmentally sound use of our backcountry resources, concentrating on leave no trace. They give classes to students and schools. In fact, they're getting ready to teach 700 students next Wednesday, Thursday with the Sierra Pacific organization, and they're going to be coming through up north of Shingletown. They plant fish, and here's a question: how much can a mule carry?
Figure a mule, average mule can probably carry around about 200 pounds. Usually, we try to keep our loads 150 or less.
Mm-hmm.
We don't treat them like they used to. We try to keep it less. Basically, we're not out there to abuse our animals. So 150 pounds of dead weight is really not much for them on an average-sized mule.
And it's so important to make sure that each side is weighed carefully. And when we were packing mules, I mean, literally, you move a boot from one side to the other. trying to keep it as close as you can.
Yeah, we weigh them out, but there's more to it than just weighing them out. Yeah. It's also how that weight's distributed in the packs, because if mm-hmm. you have weight to the outside, not on the other one, it can still make it move. And I don't care how well you work it out, you'd be surprised how often you start going down the trail and you see things are out of whack. So we end up what we call packing a lot of rocks. We move a lot of rocks because we'll stop and put a rock in one side or the other to balance that load out so we see it riding properly. So we've moved a lot of rocks over the years.
Is it difficult to teach a mule how to pack?
No.
You know, because if you think about it,
it's there's a little bit of work for them. The mules learn quick, a lot faster than the horses with the packs.
Mm-hmm.
Usually getting them off, once they get used to the saddle and the packs and stuff and the noise and things, the other option, other thing is they have to learn to go through the trees and walk around trees and stuff.
And that's not a big thing. You can, they learn how wide that pack
they
is.
They learn real quick, and my mules will not hit a tree.
No.
Horses will still once in a while hit a tree.
When I hiked the Grand Canyon, of course, we had to make room for the mule trains coming through there.
Mm-hmm.
And because they pack everything down to the Paradise Ranch and then people who ride. But I saw they were advertising for mule guides and packers there at the Grand Canyon. So
Patty, I want to just we've got just a few minutes left here, and I would love for you to share a little bit of your story, because you were talking about how you and your husband took this, your 6'5" husband, took this trip to Montana, packed, and then you came back and kind of share with, collectively, you saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get mules and do something like this.
We started going places with Larry, and he'd invite us to all the events, going up to the fish plant, doing trail clearing, just taking us on rides up to Swiss Creek, the Eddies, Union Creek. And we're not hikers. And so we saw more of the backcountry in the first 6 months that we knew Larry than we did in the whole 40 years we lived up here. And then it became a way of life, and then that's what we wanted to do. So I owe, even though it was our dream always to have a mini ranch or to have our horses and stuff, my husband had always wanted a mule. If it hadn't been for Larry Schumann, we would not be where we are. And he just is a great teacher. He took us everywhere he was going to go. He said, do you want to go? And we jumped at it. And so we're still very much in the early stages of learning. You know, Larry's got a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of people in backcountry horsemen been doing it for years, and they all want to share.
So about how long have you and your husband been doing this now?
4 years.
All right, so this is what I love to share with our listeners, okay? There are chapters in life. You had the kids, you've had the careers, and now this is, you can tell you're extremely passionate about this. This, you know, sell your stuff, get a ranch, you know, go out in the backcountry learning about how to pack a mule and everything, and it's a way of life, and I love the fact that you're open to a new chapter. And so I'm encouraging people that are thinking, oh, you know, COVID burned you out, your job is, whatever it is, that this is a wonderful, you know, you bring life, you breathe life into this idea of life goes on, what are you going to do that turns you on now?
Well, it's been, we're passionate about it. I've always wanted to walk out in my backyard, my pajamas and feed. You know, I mean, even if we end up, you know, not being able to ride down the road.
Yeah.
You know, we'll always live there and we'll always have animals. But I have learned so much, and now I would like to help Larry with the schools and with the kids. I'd like to combine the two, since I was a teacher for 36 years. I'd like to combine both together.
Fabulous.
You know, and we'd like to get out to the younger kids and to the high school kids, because a lot of them hike, and so they need to know about leave no trace, and they can do a lot of things even if they don't have stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people hike in with us on the fish plants.
Oh.
Know, so they don't need to have stock if they don't, you know, so that's not a deterrent about, you know, joining some of the things we do.
Sure. Okay, now. There's going to be a packing clinic this weekend. It's going to be on Yogi Bear Lane, and everybody's invited, and there's going to be a barbecue afterwards. They're going to show you the basics on how to pack a horse or a mule to take it back into the backcountry. And trust me, this is, you know, there's a lot of little things that you need to learn. You just don't throw something on their back like you might see in a movie. But how do people get a hold of you? And you are a nonprofit, so people can also donate to assist you in doing the things you're doing.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. We're all volunteers. Nobody is paid within the organization. So one of the things we're trying to do also is do some fundraising, because I hate to say it, but fuel prices have gotten so expensive. Hauling these stock is not cheap.
And feed.
in feed.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, feed's gone up.
Yeah.
Almost doubled.
$28. $28 a bale?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw that the other day, and I went, whoa.
Well, I usually buy a half truck at a time, twice a year, just buy my animals. And early last year, it was I think I paid delivered was $13 a bale. This last load was $20 a bale, and that was a few months ago, and I know it's gone up since then.
Yeah, I just saw this over in, where were you?
Red Bluff.
Red Bluff.
Yeah.
At the feed store there. You can probably buy, if you're just buying individual. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so what's the fundraiser you have coming up?
Well, we have a couple of fundraisers. We're going to actually do the cooking at a couple of sortings at the Bar Arena on Bowman Road. That's a couple of the fundraisers we have. People can donate to us, and it's a tax write-off. Because we are a 501c3, so we're more than willing to take donations. We already have a few coming in, but we are new this year as a 501c3,
sure.
So I know this is going to take a while to develop. But all of our money will go back into keeping the trails open, 100% of it, or to education, one
that's
of the
great.
Two.
What's a sorting competition?
Basically, that's cattle sorting.
Oh, okay. So
one of our members, Kim, Gardner, she's involved with that, and she kind of said, well, we need to raise, she's involved on the board with the 501c3. Mm-hmm. She said, well, we need to raise some money. She said, well, this is a way we can do it. So she called and talked to him and said, yeah, you guys buy the food, so we're going to cook for them.
Okay. And what they do is the cattle have numbers on them, and you
right.
have to go
they
out
have to
and
go out, sort them.
You have to sort them out. Yeah, it used to be like team penning and that
right.
kind of stuff.
I've gone to a few of them. I haven't done it myself. I'm just into the packing. That's what I love to do.
Okay.
And trail riding.
So if you want more information, you can contact Larry Schumann at 526-0590. You can also go on our Facebook page, which is Shasta Trinity Unit of Backcountry Horsemen. And you can see our work schedule and a lot of information of what we're going to be doing, plus what we've done.